Hey guys, and welcome to Weird Thinking with Chainsaw and Rocket,
where weird thoughts come to life.
We're joined here in the studio today with Single Shot, who just so happens to be our producer.
That's right. And on today's podcast, we're going to be discussing ghosts.
Ooh, ghosts. Now, this is a pretty awesome topic, I think, for anybody.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's not Halloween, but we can do it.
I mean, Halloween is every day.
Who doesn't like ghosts?
Right? Well, I guess it depends.
So, Chainsaw, what do you know about ghosts?
My dad swears that ghosts and aliens are real. So I feel like I've been trained as a kid to believe in ghosts. And I think because of that, I swear that I've seen them growing up.
Okay. How about you, Rocket?
I definitely believe in ghosts. I've definitely been visited by ghosts. This is something I swear by, but I'm also terrified of ghosts.
I have never seen a ghost. I've never experienced anything paranormal. I frankly don't even think ghosts exist.
Really?
If there's evidence to support that, I'd be in favor of it, but...
But don't you like watching, like, the paranormal shows?
Oh, I love that shit. But, I mean...
I know what you mean, though, because I feel that the older I get, the more I question if I actually saw what I think I saw as a kid.
What kinds of things do you think you've seen?
The most vivid experience that I had was we used to go ghost hunting. We used to sneak out of the house at like 2 in the morning and go ghost hunting all throughout the city. One of the places we went to happened to be a school, and the girl that happened to live in the neighborhood's giving us the tour. And of course, she's telling us the basic story of the school was built on a cemetery, and there's a ghost that haunts it. And I remember being sarcastically laughing with my friend behind, just like, oh yeah, the ghost. Sure, and the, right. Of course, the cemetery. And we looked in through the gate into the school because we were on the outside, and I remember seeing a playground, and I remember telling my friends, let's jump over the fence and go play in the playground. Mm-hmm. And this girl just stopped and like whipped around and was like, there is no playground, it burned down years ago.
And so dramatic.
I'm really like, okay. So we continue walking and we're like, okay, we just saw it. Mm-hmm. And we look back through the gate, and there was no fucking playground.
Oh my gosh. Weird. So what did you do?
But there was a little ghost boy standing there looking at us, and it looked like he had a broken shoulder. And I just remember it was four people plus the chick that was giving us the tour, and we just took off running. And I swear to you that I saw this, but mm-hmm. as an adult, I question if I really did.
Yeah, we had a similar experience back when Rocket did dance. We went to one of her recitals early. I think they had to do some set construction or something. Mm-hmm. And we did it at the school. And we were kind of walking around this school on a weekend. And it was off. We were just kind of there. Everything was, you know, black. Or there was maybe sunlight coming through certain windows. And it was kind of creepy. And there was a group of about 4 or 5 of us. We round this corner and we looked down this hall. Thinking back, there was nothing at all in this hallway, but for whatever reason, we all screamed, turned around, and ran the other way.
Without even seeing anything.
But that's what I'm saying. Do you think that, like, our childhood brain just is playing tricks on us, or is there something really there?
I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever know.
Because I remember asking my friend at the time, like, did you see that? And she swore up and down that she saw the same thing that I did.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
But have you talked to her, like, since she's been an adult? Like, do you?
No, I haven't. That would be interesting to follow reach up out with. To her.
Yeah, you should, because I want to know how she feels about it, too. Like, if y'all were so dead set on seeing on what you saw, and now, like, you're kind of skeptical.
Yeah. What about you? What's the scariest thing you've ever seen? Or think you've seen?
I don't know. I'm hearing noises now. I don't know.
You're going to hear noises. The microphones pick up noises. Mm-hmm. You have to get over it.
Okay, I'll try.
I know we're talking about ghosts and all, but not everything is a ghost.
I told y'all.
That's what leads me on. I mean, this is what I like about these ghost shows I watch, right? Ghost Adventures, Ghost Hunters, back when it was like popular and getting big and everyone was in the taps. Those shows, the background music added in the show always kind of tweaks your experience.
Definitely. That's it's like true. Any horror movie.
How it has like the...
The suspense.
Right. Like, they do the violin screech creepy. In the background. Yes.
Although, did you guys ever see that movie Hush? And it's predominantly silent. Mm-mm. And it was actually pretty scary that it was silent.
Well, silence can be terrifying. There is actually a room that is the quietest room on Earth. You can go in, people can't stand there longer than a few seconds because the silence is eerie.
Hauntingly quiet. I can imagine that. I can see how that would be, like, terrifying.
When you're sitting in silence by yourself, kind of like we are now, with our headphones on, and we have these ultra-sensitive mics that can pick up every little noise, you can hear things and you can hear, like, different things you don't often think about when you're sitting at home alone.
That
kind of contributes to the fear factor, but...
When I'm home alone, I always have to have, like... sound on loud enough to drown out any other sound that might be going on from outside or whatever.
So if someone's breaking into your house, you don't
I have my
hear
alarm
it.
I'll know. I have like alarms on every single window that where if you just like tap the glass or whatever, it'll like go crazy on like every window.
Do that again.
But yeah, I'm a paranoid person. I really am.
But do you think it's something you've always had with you, or it's something that you've acquired through time?
Paranoia?
I don't know. I think I used to like being scared and, like, used to like being freaked out by stuff. But now I'm just like, there's so much scary things, and there's so many scary things in the world that I just panic and think they're real.
I never liked being scared, and I often avoid scary situations, but... Nowadays, as an adult, I find myself watching scary movies and YouTube channels and creepy videos and just thinking about it and, like, from a logical standpoint...
Like, why am I scared or whatever?
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. But I've had some weird experiences with, like, ghosts before. To where, like, I think it was when my grandpa died. Like, I kept seeing him everywhere, but he wasn't, like, a solid figure. And he wasn't colored. Like he was.
Were you awake?
Yeah. Like, I would be walking around and I would just, like, catch eyes with someone or whatever. And then I would freak out. And then, like, I would just, like, turn my head and he'd be gone or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I wasn't, like, attached to my grandpa or even close to him or anything. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, like, why that would even happen. I was probably just making it up in my head.
But that's what I'm saying. I feel like I can't differentiate between... me just being a fucked up kid and, like, mm-hmm. seeing things or making things more scary in my own head.
But I also had, like, an experience where I was asleep or, like, trying to fall asleep. And then some lady, like, ghost lady came out of my closet and she was, like, you know, like, textbook, like, white figure floating in the air or whatever. And then she, like, sat on my bed and started showing me pictures of people.
Do you remember?
And it was like elementary school teachers. Yeah, it was like elementary school teachers.
Now, see, that level of interaction makes me skeptical automatically.
Why?
When I think about
so much detail.
When I think about ghosts, you think of, you know, a physical manifestation of a memory or something just playing itself over.
But it depends. There's different kinds of ghosts.
Or, you know, the intelligent haunts that are always some historical thing happened and they're trying to warn their people nowadays, stuff like that. I don't think a woman sitting on your bed and showing you photos falls into the realm of ghosts. I think that sounds more lucid dreaming to me.
I guess, but then, like, a week later or something, remember, like, these three teachers from our elementary school got in a car accident and died?
Yeah, yeah.
All three of them? And that, like, that's who it was that she showed me.
Huh.
Which was fucking weird, I swear. I don't know. See, and then, like, now I'm thinking, like, okay, well, maybe I just...
No, but I know what you mean, because so my dad always has dreams. Like, he had a dream about every single one of his grandbabies. Like, he knew ahead of time, like, oh, you're having a boy. I dreamt him. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're having a girl. I dreamt him. And he also used to dream his mom. She died. And when she died, I had a dream about her, and she showed up in my dream, and she was like typical like black funeral attire with a veil over her.
Oh my gosh.
And she like floated into the room, and there was people in very like religious setting. Keep in mind, I was brought up extremely Catholic.
Oh my gosh.
So I had like, in my dream, people were throwing themselves at my grandma in very religious, like portrait dramatic stances.
Oh my gosh.
And I just remember being like, but grandma, why is everyone crying? And she was just like, oh, I just came to say goodbye. And I was like, oh, okay. And then,
now, do you think that was a haunting, or do you think
no
that
it was a dream? It was, yeah, I was asleep. Dream,
a memory, and your experiences, yeah, with the Catholic paintings and things like that.
Exactly. So I blew it off. Okay. But my dad continued to have these dreams about my grandma. But she was like telling him, like, because her son, his brother, had died exactly a month before she did.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was like coming back into dreams for my dad and was like, your brother's in a bad place. You need to pray for him.
Hmm.
And then like him, of course, being super religious, him and his family like prayed.
Mm-hmm.
And then she like came back in a dream and was like, okay, he's fine.
But then there's no way of you knowing personally whether or not he was just more
was saying
emotionally
that or
connected
just
to him.
Totally.
Therefore,
but then,
that could influence his perspective.
Exactly. Right? So like, and these are all in dreams. So like, who knows? They're just dreams.
Mm-hmm.
But then years later, we don't have any photographs of my grandma. We don't talk about her because you don't really talk about the dead that often once they're dead. That sounds mean, but...
Well, no, I mean...
Life goes on.
Yeah.
And so my nephew, I'm babysitting him, and he's like 3 years old. And all of a sudden, he's in the room, and I'm in another room because I really don't want to be babysitting. And
yeah.
I'm not really paying attention to him, and he comes running in, and he was like, Grandma said to tell you hi, she misses you, and that I'm really cute. And I was like, what?
That's
and
weird.
He was like, Grandma said to tell you hi, she misses you, and I'm really cute. And I was just like, what, Grandma? What are you talking about? He, like, called her by her name, has never seen or heard about her, and I was just like, what? So I pulled out the family, like, photo album and was like, do you see who you saw? And he, like, pointed her out.
Really?
It's always the same, like, grandma that shows up in, like, dreams or just shows up randomly. I mean, I haven't seen her since. So, again, I'm skeptical to know that, like, maybe it's just this mental connection that we all have. But he's never seen or met her or anything.
Like a subconscious way of mourning.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Okay, so our parents would tell us a story or have told us a story about, like, when my dad's dad died. And Albert was just...
Oh, I'm ready to go. And someone's going to find me and kill my family.
Single Shot was a baby. And he, like, he was sitting over my dad's shoulder or my mom's shoulder or whatever. And he had one arm out. And that, like, my grandpa would always, like, go and, like, play with his arm. And it would just be, like, flying up and down, mm-hmm. like, as if he was, like, hitting it and playing with the baby or whatever.
Asleep.
Yeah.
Like alien hand limb syndrome.
Like,
was just automatically moving on its own.
And then my mom would always claim to, like, see faces in the couch and stuff. Like,
or the sky or random things.
Yeah.
She'd see shadow people a lot.
Yeah.
And this is usually situated around instances where there's a tragic loss in the family or something.
Yeah, like when someone
But that's
died.
What I'm saying. Maybe we all just have some weird sensitivity to things while we're mourning or... Like, it's weird, like a weird way of mourning. Like, it just triggers something.
I've never had an experience like that. I've never seen anything I questioned. So I guess I'm just emotionally stunted. I don't know. But
well, I don't know. I mean, but don't you kind of believe, like, when you watch the ghost shows and stuff, like...
Some evidence.
There is evidence.
They pick up, gets me excited, like, certain EVPs.
Yeah.
Or visual movement and objects, things like that. And yeah, that does bring questions back to mind. That gets me excited because I want stuff like that to exist. That'd be so freaking cool.
I want to believe.
But at the same time, for every piece of evidence, there are 10 pieces of evidence against it.
Against it. If you had to choose between wanting ghosts to be real or wanting aliens to be real, and for there to be, like dead set, hard, solid evidence on it, like, which one would you choose?
Aliens.
Yeah, aliens, definitely. actually.
We'll have to save that for the UFO show.
Yes. No, I want to talk about it.
That'll be a different
now.
Episode.
Yeah, aliens. Okay. If aliens existed, and I'd be okay with that because that means we're not alone. And
but wouldn't that also be kind of scary? Because they're way more intelligent than us.
You don't know
you
that.
You don't know that, yeah.
They could be just as dumb as us, just have the capacity to travel distances and come visit us. But
I guess. I always
their UFO technology. Show.
Yeah. UFO show's UFO coming show. Up, guys.
Okay, wait. What about, going back to ghosts, what about demonic ghosts or demonic spirits or like
see,
evil
that stuff
presences?
Worries me because... Because
do you believe in that?
Kind of, because if you can't control it, that's what scares
that's
me about it.
Totally.
Not being
a
able
demonic
to...
entity is this chaotic evil.
Yeah, that you release. I think about this every time that I play the Ouija board.
I've never played with the Ouija board.
Why do you play with fire like that?
Right?
Someone's going to get you.
I know now, this.
Truthfully, I do tarot and stuff, so.
But don't you?
I dabble. I mean, come on.
It's that weird little dabble of like, well, maybe it's real.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know what you
Rocket,
mean.
Rocket, you're a Satanist. What do you believe?
Satanism is not about worshiping Satan, first of all. It's about worshiping yourself. Nice. Yes. Nice. Anyways, but that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. Have y'all noticed that I am pretty sketched out right now because of our ghost show? I
yes.
keep like
yes.
looking like, oh my gosh.
But you look like a scared little point. Cat.
I can't help it. But then there are times when I'm like, I'm going to be brave. I'm going to run through this dark place by myself that's supposed to be haunted.
See,
like,
fuck that. I would not. I would see, never be that brave.
I do that all the time when I work nights. Really? I'll walk around like.
Like, here's an example. Is there we work at a funeral home, right?
All of us, yes.
So, one day the power went out, like bad.
You'd call and that.
Nighttime, morning time, or daytime?
Midday. Okay. Sun's out, kind of. Mm-hmm. It was cloudy, but whatever. And for a brief second, I went to open the door and thought, do I really want to go in here with all these dead people? And I was literally scared for a minute, and I was like, this happens every day. I go here every day.
Right? Nothing's like, nothing's going to change.
But I know that feeling because that happened to me once, too. We were working, and all of a sudden, like, everything, like, all the electricity went out. And it stayed out for a couple of, like, hours. Mm. And the whole time, I was like, this is the beginning of a horror movie. This is how it starts.
The perfect
do I
scenario.
Stay or do I go? I kind of want to see this unravel.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. So... Stop jumping at every little noise. You're like a little hamster.
I don't know why I'm like this right now.
But
I think it's only because I know eventually I'm going to be home alone. And I don't like that.
But sometimes I feel like we work ourselves up into this paranoia.
That's all it is for me.
I know that I'm, like, when I go ghost hunting mm-hmm. at night, like, it, I don't expect to see anything. I don't really necessarily know that I believe. Like, I'm still so skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'll, like, build it up inside of me, like, oh, no, what if it is? And then I have to talk to myself, well, I mean, if it is, it is. What are they going to do to me?
True. Like, but I can then you go back to run. Thinking about those demonic ones, and you're
yes.
like, wait, they could
or like
do that to me.
Ghost adventures where you're physically scratched.
Yes.
Or
yes.
pain.
The mark
that
of three.
Me.
Yes.
The yes. I don't know. Honestly, working in a funeral home kind of makes me less like of a believer of ghosts because I figured like of any place that you could go, a funeral home definitely would have activity.
But that's where you would be
but
wrong.
That's,
because...
Really? Because it's not a tragic
yeah,
or
think of how many people die in a funeral
I mean,
home.
I guess it's a resting place, but
it's not a resting place. It's
no,
a...
it's a passing through place.
It's just a stop.
And really, by then, whatever, if there is or whatever is there mm-hmm. is gone by the time their meat suit arrives.
If anyone's going to haunt a funeral home, it's because the horrible act of embalming. But
right, but that is also a topic for another show. So we will pass on that right now. But I don't know. I don't even know why I'm worked up right now.
So I hadn't played with the Ouija board in years.
But
my
you did
dad,
the other day.
I'm getting to that. Okay. So. When I was younger, my dad always used to tell me, like, the one thing that you're not supposed to do is play with the Ouija board.
Yeah.
But I'm well, like, oh, really?
Yeah, our parents yeah. did tell us that.
The
yeah.
one thing, right? But then,
not
of
so
course.
Not so much our dad. Those are our mom who believe in that stuff. Though.
Yeah.
Probably our dad.
But did you play?
Nope.
Never really?
I've never done a Ouija board.
I've never done it either.
See, I was always like, I always wanted to tempt it. I wanted to tempt fate. And so I would play, but I'd always have this, like, underlying fear of, like,
something's going to happen.
What if I let something out?
Yes, unlock that door, let something into the world.
And it follows me. And it, like, especially so what
you're
now.
Saying is, so what you're saying is you caused 9/11.
I'm going to say yes.
Damn it, world. Chainsaw.
Years in the making.
Oh my gosh. For real, though.
But just recently I played again. Uh-huh. And I was like, so freaked out, and I was like, the lights were out, and we had one candle on, and I'm like,
see, don't make fun of me.
I could feel like my heart beating.
The atmosphere. You kind of set it up.
It was the
that.
Atmosphere. As soon as I turned on the lights, I was like, whatever. This is so dumb.
It's just like watching a scary movie without the sound.
Without,
on.
Yes, yeah,
that makes it.
It's done.
Yes, it does.
And that's what makes me go back to. Am I just building this all up in my head?
And part of us likes to be afraid. Part of us
I
likes
love it.
That little burst of adrenaline we get when like, oh, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, true.
I used to watch scary movies purposely, like in the dark by myself as a kid to try and scare myself. Like, I love being scared. Opposite.
When I was a kid, I did not like being scared. I did not watch scary movies. I think I watched the Blair Witch Project once and was like this the whole time.
Oh, I loved it. I'm telling you, I went to go see The Exorcist when it came out. I used to beg my cousin to take me to the like haunted houses on Halloween. I was like, no, I can do it. I can handle it. I can handle it.
I hate haunted houses for a totally like different reason. I just feel like I can't see where I'm going. I can't like, I don't know who's behind me, who's in front of me.
Here.
Like, yeah, like who's gonna punch me in the face? Like, it just pisses me off. Actually,
is that actor
doesn't
gonna,
even scare me?
Is the actor gonna misjudge his swing and you're gonna be clunked the side of the head with a chainsaw?
Exactly. I lost my favorite pair of sunglasses in a haunted house. I don't
know. Why are you walking around haunted houses with sunglasses?
I don't know.
She thinks
she's
like Kanye.
This is why you can't see
Kanye. Right? Oh, that's why I'm all pissed off. But
life is dope when you do dope shit.
Have any of y'all ever been in like an actual quote-unquote haunted house?
I've been in a haunted cemetery before.
Where?
One of my friends from my old podcast, Fatal Error, we took a drive out to this little hick town, Texas, where supposedly there's a cemetery where an apparition would appear, or a blue light most nights. And we kind of just stood there and walked around that cemetery for a bit. We actually tried to call and get permission to do an investigation on that cemetery when we were really into ghost hunting.
But yeah.
Then they never gave it to us. They said if y'all set foot in that cemetery at night, you're gonna call the cops on you.
Are like, you serious?
Sorry, whatever. But
that's all I wanted to do when I grew up. I wanted to be a paranormal investigator.
It would be so
I
much
swore
fun.
That ghosts were. I'm telling you. So when we were younger, we used to sneak out and go ghost hunting. And there was this one place that I still remember was the only place that has ever given me such heebie-jeebies. Like, we had gone, it was me and my friend, we went one night, it was probably about 2 a.m, we get there, and it's this old building that's completely covered in graffiti, but it's all, like, satanic, like, Satan 666.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Anyway, so we get there, and I'm usually the first one out of the car, like, let's do this, let's go in, like, whatever's here, I'm coming for you. I want to see you.
Right.
But for some reason, we got there and I could smell like dead animals.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, already like weirded out. I got out of the car and I was like, no, I can't go through that house. Like, I just couldn't do it. And we looked through it and you could see all the writing. And it was basically the front door was knocked out. The back door was knocked out. So you could see right through the house.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see like a toilet towards the end. We didn't go in. 2 a.m, we go back home, I go to bed. The next day, we go with a group of, like, a large group, maybe five different cars full of people.
Mm-hmm.
We go to we get to the house and we're all supposed to, like, ghost hunt and whatever. We get to that house the next day, probably around 11 at night, the whole house had burned down.
Oh my God.
But really? It wasn't, like, just burned down. Mm-hmm. It was like it had been burned down for a while. Like, it was like ash, but it was like
old.
Like old. It didn't happen fire. Overnight.
Right.
And so me and my friend are like, what is this? Like, how did this happen? And so, and till the day, I can't really explain it. It was 5 cars full of people. We all saw the same thing. We're all there. We're walking through this ash pile.
Mm-hmm.
And still, I'm like, oh, okay, let's just go. So we all start going towards the cars, and we're with this big, huge guy who I'm going to call Simon. And he...
Alias.
he's this big dude. He's in the house and he's fucking around, and we all get to the cars. We're waiting for him, taking his time. We look back and we see this, like, what looked like, because again, I can't verify, this giant black shadow almost like raise up, and it looked
out of the ashes.
Yes, and it looked like it was just going to swallow him. But again, like, it was a shadow. I don't know what it was. All of us, five cars worth of people, start screaming, "Simon, run, run, Simon, run." I have never seen a fat person run so fast in my life. He ran, we all took off, and we didn't ever go back. But apparently the story was that there was a witch that used to live in this house, and she actually did abduct a bunch of children. And wow. She did actually sacrifice children, but
what the hell?
That Damn whole house had man. Been abandoned, torn down because of that.
Wow.
Crazy.
But it was crazy because it was probably the weirdest thing I had ever seen in my life, but I cannot verify it as an adult.
Does it give you chills to think about it, though, now?
I still get goosebumps thinking about it. But now as an adult, I question if I really saw that. Yeah. I know other people saw it, but I want to go back and check with them and see.
It's pretty insane to think about everything that could be out there. How many ghosts are in my house right now?
Probably
what are they
none.
Doing? Yeah, probably shut none. Up. You're probably right, but still. Ooh.
What was that?
I don't know.
That was ghost?
Stop. Don't even, y'all.
Yeah,
oh,
my
God.
That was my phone. I put it too close to my mic.
Oh. Well, wait. It's me.
It's you. Stop turning your head.
Oh, shoot. Oops. Sorry, y'all. Hopefully we can cut that out.
Getting it. No, it's kind of really loud. There's a huge bar right there. It's kind of funny.
Oh, shit.
It's okay.
Well.
It happens. This is live, kind of.
Well.
So.
I don't have any more. I mean, I thought I had really good ghost stories, but I think I have more, sleep paralysis related things to talk
about.
That's
weird. That creeps me out. I don't want to be doing shit in my sleep that I don't know about.
Really? I don't want to be able to not move if I wake up.
That too.
So y'all have not experienced sleep paralysis before?
One time in my life.
What happened?
I had a dream. I had a dream, and in my dream I thought that my boyfriend that was sleeping next to me was possessed by a demon.
Stop. Oh my gosh.
And I actually believed it in my dream, that he was possessed. And so I woke up and I couldn't move.
Mm-hmm.
And when I finally snapped out of it, I started smacking him and was like, "Tell me you're not possessed."
Oh my gosh.
I freaked him out because he thought he was possessed because I was so scared because I couldn't move and I was sweating and And then Handy jumped off the bed and, started barking at something in the bathroom, and then she calmed down, and we all went back to bed.
That's pretty creepy.
Animals start reacting to things that aren't there.
It's weird.
Stop.
It gives you the heebie-jeebies.
For sure. I've had sleep paralysis multiple times, and it's fucking terrifying, and I really hate it.
Do you still get it?
I still get it. And I can tell when it's going to happen, too. As I'm laying down with my eyes closed or whatever, I can feel it coming on. And, sometimes I can fight it off. I'll just be open your eyes. Open your fucking eyes. Get the fuck up. And I'll prevent it from happening. But when it does happen, it's fucking terrifying. And I hate it.
So, your eyes open or closed when it's happening?
Open. They start closed, and then it'll, start coming on, and then they'll open. So, the very first time I had it, I was laying in bed. I was little, probably, 12. I guess that's little. Whatever. And,
was that the first time?
I remember, everything in my room went super cold, and then I opened my eyes, and I saw all these hands, coming from every side of my face, and they were, long, gross, bony fingers,
Like yours.
Kind of.
Whoa.
And, they... I just remember, trying to scream and trying to move, and I couldn't move, and I couldn't scream. I would open my mouth, and nothing would come out. And it lasted for, a good while before everything just, went away.
Wow.
Faded into black. That was the first time.
It's weird.
And then the second, I don't know. I think I had that same recurring, sequence happen for, a week straight, and then it stopped. And then, the next couple times, it was just random things to where, I couldn't move and, everything was dark, and I felt like I was in a sewer almost, where it was the walls were wet and drippy and concrete.
That's
I don't
weird.
Know. And then I had one, I remember it was last year or the year before, and I was in bed and I could see the door, like the bedroom door, close, and then I just saw it crack open, and I saw this like black figure walk through, and he just kept like walking towards me with his hand out, like reaching for me, and I was sitting there like no, like yelling no, but nothing was coming out. And then he got all the way to my face, and then that's when like everything went away, and I like couldn't sleep for like the next couple days.
What did the face look like? Or what did
it was just like a silhouette. It wasn't even. It was just like the shape of a body. Like there was no facial features or anything.
What color? But dark, light,
black. Yeah, like completely pitch black, like darker than black. And yeah, I don't know. I don't like it. It's terrifying. I don't want to know what causes it.
Sounds like it. I don't.
It's horrible. But then, okay, there was another time. No, I'll save that one for the alien show, too.
Okay.
Because it has to do with UFOs.
Okay.
On that note,
that's
though.
That's a lot of sleep paralysis cases, too.
Is UFOs?
Yeah. There's actually a whole book about that, too. That's really interesting, and it goes
You've seen the movie The Fourth Kind?
I like that movie.
That's about sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to put that on my to-watch list.
But we'll get into that when we do our UFO show. Stop turning your head.
Oh, I had to sneeze. I'm sorry.
You're going to deafen us all.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, I think that's going to be time.
For
Ghost Show. Maybe we'll do a Ghost Show part two in the future as we read up on stuff and learn more things. And, you know, come up with some ghost stories and things like that.
As we all go home tonight and have experiences because we talked about it.
I'm going to go to sleep.
I will too. You will be the only one. Awake. Nervously awake.
Put some TV on.
Shut up. I'm about to go turn all the TVs on right now. Oh my gosh.
That way you can't hear them when they're getting closer to you.
All right.
Stop it. Okay. Well, thank you guys for tuning in to our very first show of Weird Thinking with Chainsaw and Rocket. It's an Austin thing. You still think that? Well, now you know where we live, so don't come murder us.